Okay, let's start the second last chapter. We mentioned the kasha. We'll start again. We'll look at it again about the kasha. It's a massive kasha. If you don't have the kasha, it means you have to read the sefer. You have to learn the sefer again. If you've learned the sefer properly, reish ein zayin. If you've learned the sefer properly up to now, you should be aroused and excited about davening that Hashem should give you lots of yisurim. Otherwise, you haven't understood the sefer. We understood how important and how valuable and how precious suffering is, then we should all be davening to yisurim. If you haven't got that, then you have to learn the sefer again. You should learn the sefer again anyway. And the question then is why is it also to do such a thing? Let's have a look. Lokoloi Melil, Misaira Shaila Kashe, a very difficult question. If we bought into what's been set up to now, that Yisurim is a wonderful gift from above. Yesh bem shlichus miyuchedes. They have this unique mission. They polish, they purify us, they matar us, they bring us closer to Dveikas and Kodesh Baruch Hu more than Torah v'mitzvos. Kofishu huvelil, as we've mentioned above. Im kein, you should be platzing and davening every day for more yisurim. First question. So why am I running around trying to get food and panos and a roof over my head?
We would
live a life of poverty and a life of tzav dachakus. Don't know how to translate it. We would cover all of that for simcha. That's the pinnacle. Put yourself into a horrifically difficult situation, but cover it for simcha. But you don't need to be briotainu. The shtan lasig is called sachenu agashmin. B'shashi yisurim kochavim. Why do we have to look after our health? Why do we have to take care of our needs when the yisurim, the lack of all these things, are so precious? If the path of suffering is so good, if they're so precious, why not bring them upon myself? Why do we daven not to have these things? That which I've sinned in front of you, please wipe out with enormous mercy. Why are so precious? Why are we pushing them away? So we either don't understand what the Yisurim is, or also don't understand a lot of things we don't understand. We know Balatanya, there are two paths in front of an Adam. One of these two paths, you can acquire dveikus to the boy Rohilo. Those are two psukim. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, I'm putting in front of you life and death. And you choose. You have derech hachayim and derech hamavis. Yeah, which means the other one's also a choice. A lot of things which specifically
we're talking
about. Hashem says, I'm placing before you life and death. Are those two choices? That choices? Hashem says, choose life. Why? Because he wants you to choose life. But you could choose death, and that could also be a path. Well, Tanya's telling you. There's a derech hachaim, but derech hamavis. Hashem says, choose life. I want you to go the nice way. But if you don't, and you choose death, you're going to get there eventually as well. It's a choice. Otherwise, it's not a choice. I'm giving you life and death. Choose life. If death's not a choice. No, death's also a choice. That's what I'm telling you to choose life. It's advice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You've got it. There's no choice. There's no choice about
you. Hashem says, I'm placing before you kosher meat and trade meat. Please eat kosher meat. No. It's all he does.
So that's the difference.
Oh, okay. דרך החיים משמוס ההיקיום ושמירס כל התאירה והמצווס, אלכוהול פרטיין ודקדוק דיין. דרך החיים, listen, yeah, we'll come back to your question. We'll come back to you. Let's learn the principles first. דרך החיים, it's משמוסיס, קיום ושמירה כל התאירה והמצווס, all the, to be a tzaddik, no less, to keep all the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to keep it. ובנייסף, is axus boilamaze, kiddish a homile de kilmamitzes, the gashmis, kiddish am shaman, besakanum, stanley, the boy is a shampa, and also between good fame, shame of good. But then to be Isaac in the things you need to be Isaac in this world, take the physical world and mechanics it, whether it's your business world, whether it's with the doctors, panosa, hospitals, whatever it is, to be Isaac in that. So now you're keeping all the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to be, and you're Isaac in being mechanics am shaman in the world. That's derech achai. דרך זו הוא בעצם המכוון המקרי של הבריאה. That's the preferred direction that the בריאה should take. וזו מטרס הבריאה. That's the goal of the בריאה. כפי שנאמר, ניסייב הקודש ברוך ליאס לא ידירה בתחתוים. רצוין יתברך הוא שאנחנו קוצו חיימה מקרש ששמי בעולם הזה. Hashem wants us, lowly physical creatures, to Mekadosh his name in this world. Kamu Leil, that we said many times above. Ulam derech zeh retzufa mishaylim. This path has many pitfalls. Kashnachnu dveikim b'choymu mizaskim boy, when nidabik banu v'nachnu dibom b'nbo. When you're involved in this world, it sticks to you and you stick to it. Mirotzen omi oynes. Sometimes you want to be drowning in this world, sometimes you don't want to be, but you kind of slip into it. Each person according to his level, his Messiah, his Yetzirah. Tomid Yishnon B'derech Zu Aliyas V'Yeridus. And as you know, you should know by now, it's always filled with ups and downs. That's the Derech HaChaim. Lumas Derech HaChaim, Yishna Derech Nesefes HaMavir L'Dveikus, Hashem V'Hi Derech HaMavis. Kari Derech HaYisurim. There's another way to get to Dveikus Hashem. And that's through the Yisurim. It's a much higher dreikas. It's also much safer. The yisurim separate a person from the chaymer yois, and they ensure that he won't invest in them too much. But that's not the tachlis abriah. The death path isn't the tachlis of the bria. Ritzvenis baruch hu ki nasek binyono ilam azev and a kaim is called mitzvah seir shel ha-toira. Hashem says choose life because he wants us to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs in this world. L'chein kashe adam mutul choyle b'mitosav kashe hu misyase b'yisurim kashim. When a person is sick, God forbid, or is whatever suffering he's got, pamim rabot to potter mikum kolatay, it could be potter from mitzvahs. You have to go to the bathroom; you can't daven. When you, very hard to keep Torah and mitzvahs when you're in a hospital bed. Rachman and Islam. But afkideinu b'shazu hu lekaim rak mitzvah achas v'chaybem, and you're involved in the mitzvah v'chaybem because you can't do any other mitzvahs. The iti mutu lachal Shabbos, lo avol isurim nosevim machmas pikuach nefesh. Even lachal Shabbos, all sorts of isurim that he's allowed to do, that he has to do. So even though you can reach higher levels of dveikas through the isurim, but that's not the goal of the bria. Hashem says, I'm putting in front of you life and death, and either one of those will bring you to where you want to go. I would choose life, because that's the goal of the bria. I created this world in order for you to be doing Torah and mitzvahs. If you're not, there's other ways of getting to where you need to go. But when you're involved in all of those things, your Torah and Mitzvah are going to suffer terribly, and I don't want that. I want a world with Torah and Mitzvah. So you choose life so that I don't have to give you the Yisurim. Ah, but the Yisurim will get me to a higher place. Question stands still. Don't answer the question yet. I'm not dubbing for Yisurim. So that's the Yisod. There are two paths. Why aren't you dubbing for Yisurim? But I can get to a higher level of Tveikas with Hashem to Yisurim than I can to Torah and Mitzvahs.
The only reason that
Hashem
says choose life,
Hashem told us
this is the best
way for us. You
understand what?
We're asking why.
He asked the question, what's going to happen?
So choose that
Why do I have to make ishtadlus? Why do I have to do all these things? Why don't I just live a life of suffering and accept it for simcha? That's the highest level you can achieve. All we've said up to now is that there are two paths. God is both from Mitzvah Leinu B'Torah Simachayim Besamavas Nesoti Lefanechu B'chata B'chayim Kach Omer Lo Hashem Ritzeinu. I'm asking you please to choose life. Tasok v'tishtadol b'tikin in yonecha agashmin v'ruchonim. Tasok kol shemechol telasos k'day nekayim b'skol mitzvos ha-Torah. I want you to be involved in making mishtadlus, in rectifying and dealing with all your matters, gashmis, ruchnis. Do whatever you can in order to keep all the Torah and the mitzvos. Lumasos im derech ha-mabes. If, however, Hashem chooses for you the derech hamavas for the yisurim, you don't choose that. But if Hashem chooses it for you, that you need to know is a very, very special gift. I'm telling you, there is another path as well, but you don't choose that path. That Hashem will choose for you for when he brings the blessing. What does that mean? Get a job. Means last week for Torah mitzvahs. I believe to make yishtadlus as well. That's bechad b'chaim. Then you shall be. Ulam apida chenu yitbayesh shebor chachomim ladenu shelo yoyim ha'odem im derech ha'yisurim mikor chaviva. The person shouldn't come along and say if yisurim. He's understood the yisurim properly, and it understands how precious yisurim are. I'll choose that path for myself. And I'll live a life of terrible, abject poverty and suffering. That's not what Hashem wants. Don't do whatever you need to do in order to live a normal life. If you want to see this emphasized over and over, take out from Avigdor Miller's finish from Shaila B'Kochan, and he discusses it there at length. Hashem wants you to be normal. Nema, va'anshe kodesh tiyun li. You have to be holy. You have to be a holy people. Ritzono shel Kadosh Baruch Hu shenei anoshim v'lo malachim. He wants us to be human, not malachim. Anoshim ha'misaskim v'inyon ha'olam. Hashem wants us to be involved in this world. I want you to get married. I want you to have children. I want you to have a house. I want you to eat. And at the same time, be kadosh. Not the way the Western world says today, you have to be Isaac in the physical world. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about what the Olam HaGashmi out there screams. You have to have and you can't live without it. You need this and you can't live without it. But at the same time, precious is not for Roiva. In fact, the Mitzvah says Patricius only comes after you're a tzaddik. First have to be a tzaddik before you can be a chassid.
The first step of chassid.
So you first have to be a tzaddik. When you're a tzaddik, come to me and discuss Patricius. First has to be involved in this world. To the extent that it needs to be involved in this world. Doesn't mean immersed in this world. Doesn't mean that's the priority. And you have to be Mekadosh. You have to be using this world in a Mekadosh way. But when we bechal to bechayim and we're doing the best we can and we're going through doing everything he wants us to do in Torah and mitzvahs and ishtadlus and all the stuff we're supposed to be doing, then what? He sends you yisurim. That's an awesome gift. You can cleave to a Kodesh Baruch in a way that you could never do in the Bechata Bechaim Derech. If Hashem brings on the Bechata, the Derech HaMavis, Zenifla, Matana Nifla Vaod, the Makabal Zeh Basimcha, for sure. But don't you choose it, because that's what Hashem wants from you. That's not your tough kid in the world. The Derech HaChaim means you have to be involved in this world. Bechata Bechaim is ominous. You have to work in this world. No. That's what Ishtadlus and Betochen have nothing to do with each other. Except that Ishtadlus is the biggest machzir of Betochen. No. You dealt with that already. That's your surin. What's the problem? Why does Yerushalmi say Ubachata Bachaim is there luminous? I would have thought Bechata Bechaim means, and everybody else would have thought Bechata Bechaim means it's Shulchan Aruch. Because the Balatanya said there's two drachim. There's Derech HaMavis and Derech HaChaim. Yes? Derech HaChaim is being involved in this world and keeping Torah and Mitzvahs in the Kaddish and the Chaim. That's ominous. That's represented in the Rishonim of Omnus. Derech HaMavis is something you're not allowed to ask for. The Rechamav is something you get as a gift. If you get it as a gift, grab it with both hands. But you're not allowed to bring it upon yourself because Hashem said, Bechata Bechaim, but I want you going that way. I want you doing that part. If I decide to give it to you, I'll give it to you. But you don't bring it upon yourself. Doesn't answer what? You'll see. You're out. No, he wants you to choose love because he said Ubachata Bachai. That's the biggest why we have that Hashem wants you to choose love is because it says Ubachata Bachai. But the subtlety is that you could choose the other way as well. And I'm telling you, I don't want you to choose the other one. The Olam HaTorah gets married. The Olam HaTorah lives in homes. The Olam HaTorah does whatever they need in order to put food on the table. The Olam HaTorah doesn't go and live in the mountains without food, poverty stricken. They go to doctors, they're members of a kupat chulim. There's a mute of the Jewish people that needs to be sitting and learning Torah full time. The Torah is a monopoly. But Rav Rub of Klal Yisrael can't do that. They're not supposed to do that. Is a group that's supposed to be doing that. Always was doing that. And continues. We have unique problems in the world today that makes yeshiva compulsory for everybody, which is something you've never had to deal with before. And it's a real problem. And it's not so simple, but you have to have. Everyone needs to be yeshiva today. That's a problem we have to deal with because alternative is much more horrific. But those are more social, anthropological questions what I'm going into. But I'm saying that that is one of the issues we're dealing with. You're talking about Yaro, you're talking about in America. What are you talking about? Yeah, there's another problem. You have the army, you have all the political entanglements with religion. It's not so posh. Not so posh. But it was never like this before. And in normal places where you don't have these external factors, you don't have these issues. Roy Vruba of the Frum world in America is covenanting the Torah, he's learning Torah and the Tamil Chachomi, but they work. If Shach cried the fact that in Eretz Yisrael we weren't able to develop a world like that, Shach was very upset about it. If Tamil Chachomi that work, if Balabatin learning you can have, if you have Tamil Chachomi that work a few hours a day, in Eretz Yisrael we were never much safe to do that. That's changing as well. It's done there. America's not much club to do that. America's very successful. In the Torah world, we have major Talmud Chachamim that work. The Moshe Soloveitchik was a gold dealer. There were Yechidim. Rav Zundel Kreisler, who was greater than Rav Chaim by Rav Chaim's own testimony. Together. Then they laughs cross paths. Rav Zundel Kreisler was a Dwayne Oilon. He was a money changer. I'm just saying, they're all stira. Not other major problems today that you're referring to, but they'll call local to take it. Rav Zundel Kreisler, you know how big Rav Zundel Kreisler was? Rav Chaim said that if he wasn't Oisik Yitzchak Tzvi, he might have been as great as Rav Zundel. He was a money changer. And he sat the whole day changing money. No, you have an hour a day where you can't get checks or whatever. I remember going there too far. Moshe Soloveitchik was a gold dealer. He was a gold trader. Okay, so bring me kashas from a Vaidic Gitzel, it's a kind of cover. Can't you talk to me? Mother Kashur to you. Mother Kashur to me. Well, what does it have to do with any year? But I'm just saying, there's a subject. There's a Masilat Yisharim in Shadda that speaks about patience. And I'm looking sure to this. Like I said, there's a level called Hasidus. It starts with patience. We're not anywhere near there. Whatever, because of whatever. Because of whatever he, in his godless, felt was necessary. Do we know what Hishtada Subhaim was making? No, we don't know. A lot of the Petoyim did whatever they did. We don't know what they did. It doesn't mean you have to open up a store and be working 27 hours a day. But you need to be involved in this world. We're not Christians. If we want to be free, we don't have to go live in a monastery. That's the world. Again, in this country, this whole question's become politicized. Okay, and I'm trying to extract it out of the politics and understand what the Torah wants from us. I never heard anywhere or say anywhere that it's offered to work. Not going to be Yeshiva Boch. It should be in yeshiva. Yeshiva only know one thing. Your standard. You have no need to know anything else. That's a yeshiva boch. You're going to be a yeshiva boch all your whole life. Every Avrek has either got a, his wife's got a little clothes store in the machsan, or she does the hairs, or she does payot. I mean, the people working out there. People are going out there making shtadis for manas. So what? Is living in abject poverty and starve to death, and that's the greatest thing you could achieve. That's what we learned. But you see, people are sick in this world. Just got an usher out on a Friday afternoon. People are sick in this world, you notice? But what people are doing or not doing doesn't really bother me, because I don't learn Torah from the world, I learn Torah from Torah. You get it? If you're going to learn Torah from the world, you're going to get wrong start. You have to learn Torah from Torah. So you'll bring me 50 Gedolei Yisrael, they did one way, 50 did another way. That's it. Okay, back to our subject. Kishenakim tzalema, hayesurim ein matana. Yesurim, we said, is a gift. You're not going to go get it. You're not going to ask for it. Matana makavlim, no mavakshim. You're not asked for presents. Hayesurim ein matana kol gedoyla she'osa levakeshoto. Yesurim are such an awesome present that they're not asked for it. Ach yachadim zois. Kashi anachnu makavlim yesurim. When you get this present called yesurim, you have to cherish them like a person who's getting a gift.
Why did you ever doubt that you get better? Somebody said, I didn't doubt that you get better.
Not just for you.
So why? I'm selling
it off. You can't really say a short thanks and then get better. Probably not.
I'm on race gimmel if you want to have a look. Your question doesn't really have that much to do with what you've been dealing with now. It goes back to this question. No, because you have to ask why we done it in the first place. We're not davening because we want to get what we want to get. The second paragraph of Reish Gimel. Lumos veis lefishitas abatochen hashnir shibon boitchim b'shem shekol ma david rochmon letovav. Remember, we had two different types of batochen. The one is when you're such a big batochen, whatever you ask for, you're going to get. And we said that's really got nothing to do with us. And then we saw the level of batochen, which is more shaykh to us, Rashi's batochen. That is, whatever Hashem does is for the good. And you makabel whatever Hashem does because it's the best thing for you. Therefore, davening doesn't make any sense. If betochen means that you makabel everything that Hashem gives you, everything Hashem throws at you, you makabel betmimus, because you know that it's all for the good, it's all from Hashem, and it's all for the good. As ma'at kasha, it's a little bit difficult. I could scratch out the ma'at as well and make it, it's very difficult. So why do I have to daven for anything? If ritzayna shel Hashem is barach hu sheyechas chololim oni, choyle, or choshuch bonim, those are called yesurim, right? Those three things would fit into the category of yesurim, correct? Poverty, sickness, rachman has no children, fill in your own. I must makabel it. I should be ecstatic with it because it's an enormous gift. We'll be saying, right? As what I love, Kish, mean it's Barak, Shishan is Matsavu. Why should I ask Hashem to change my matzav? But a matzav makaimu, I told me Yosavurai, Sherezir, Hashem is Barak. So he stops at one level there, but we've just taken this now to a further level. But not just that, this is the Rotzen Hashem, and therefore it's good for me, so I'll tolerate it. So why are you governing to change it? It's the best thing for you. We've gone a rung up here, right? Not just if that's what Hashem wants, I'll accept it. I'm embracing it with enormous simcha because this is the best thing that I could have ever achieved. Thank you, Hashem, for the yesurim. Now, please take them away. You have to go back and learn the chapters on tefillah. And I told you, that's just one facet of the tefillah story. Much, much more to be understood here. Nachot. We started off this chapter saying, why are you making shadows to prevent yesurim in the first place? Why are you looking after your health? Just get sick and cherish the illness. Nachon. Big problem. Rebbe Kiva Gia Lakara Zuba Shlemus. Rebbe Kiva got to this level, Bishlemus. Who haven't is a utzma tmuna. He recognized and understood the enormous, enormous gift that's lurking in Yisurim. He was yearning for it, like a person's waiting, anticipating a present. He was yearning for that moment. It was bothering him. When am I going to be able to makayim this posuk? Yo, they were scraping the flesh off his body with iron coat. I guess you could call that Yisurim, even by today's standards. The dying as Kiddush Hashem isn't when you wake up the next morning. It's in Shemayim. When you ask Kiddush Hashem, there's usually the Yisurim involved. To be going through those Yisurim and become all them besimcha. That's what the Kimmel was talking about. And he loved to tell the Tana, I think he would have been disappointed. He didn't daven for them, he didn't ask for them, he didn't go looking for them. But he was yearning to be able to reach that level that you can reach through your Yisurim that you can't reach through anything else. Not that Rabbi Akiva had such a, glorious life. Rabbi Akiva's life is riddled with Yisurim and problems and issues. This is, by definition, going to be hard to deal with the sugya, hard to deal with, hard to understand, because it's kind of like, first of all, it touches us very deeply because everybody has Yisurim. And it's the opposite, not just a few degrees opposite, the opposite of everything we've ever trained ourselves to do, to think, to work, to the whole world screams, not like this. Very, very difficult to put your toes into. And there's kashas from the Torah itself on all of this. I don't want the suffering and I don't want the reward. Who was it?
So you're familiar with Rabbi Shlomo Brevda, right?
Sorry?
You're familiar with Rabbi Shlomo Brevda.
I know who he is. I'm not familiar with him. I met him once.
He was a,
no, I know. I know.